You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome back to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane. And today's theme is all about summer and vacation, if you couldn't tell from the set decor. My guests today are Ian and Courtney.
And we love vacation!
Yay! We love vacation!
I brought my vacation shirt.
Okay.
Oh, you got a vacation chain, too.
I got my vacation chain.
Gold chain.
Got my vacation pants. No, these are just regular pants.
Okay.
Can't believe you lied. I look like I'm dressed for the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, vacation in the Northeast, you're going to go see all the colors.
Yeah, but I love a tropical vacation because a productive tropical day is laying.
Yeah.
Laying.
The less you do, the more successful that vacation is.
Exactly.
All right. Well, these all revolve around summertime or vacation stuff. A lot of varying things, but it will get wild. So get ready. Let's get into our first story here.
Let's freaking
ride this wave.
Ah, yeah.
This first one comes from Legal Advice. This person writes in, I accidentally spent the night in a stranger's house. I mixed up the address. Should I go ahead and report this to the police/homeowners or say nothing? Okay. Huh? So they slept in a stranger's house. Should they report it? Should they self-report? I'm a college student returning home for the summer break. I go to school several states away and was making the 20-plus hour drive home to South Florida. I spent all day driving and was tired and didn't want to spend money on a hotel if I didn't have to. I called up one of my sorority sisters who lives in the Florida Panhandle and asked if I could stay the night with her. Sorority sister says she is out of town, but gives me her address and tells me that I can crash at her family's beach house. She gives me the specific instructions to enter through the kitchen window since there is no spare key and she leaves the kitchen window unlocked. I'm very good friends with my sorority sister and know her family, so I didn't think anything of it. I drove to the beach house and entered through the kitchen window. It was very late, and I fell asleep on the couch without using the bathroom or looking around or anything like that. The next morning, I woke up and realized that I was not in the right house because I didn't recognize anyone in the photos hanging up. I cleaned up the couch and left as quickly as possible and was able to figure out that I went to the house across the street from my friend's beach house. I did not intend to break into this house, and I'm worried now that I'll be reported to the police or something. The house had security cameras, but I have no clue if they were turned on or not. Do you think I should go to the police and let them know about the mix-up?
Oh, my
That's awesome.
That is really funny.
That's so good. And I think, like, what she should have done is once she realized she was in the wrong house, just rearrange everything in the house just slightly.
Yeah.
Just so that when the people come back to the house, they feel a little bit crazy.
Just a little freaked out.
Yeah.
But you're saying that there's security cameras, right? So there's definitely footage of her going in?
Well, she said she saw security cameras. So that could be a situation where they have security cameras, but they may not look at the footage all the time. I don't know.
I feel like if I was in this situation, I would immediately tell my friend, because sister, listen to what happened to me, but also, and then being like, hey, do you know if we could contact this house? Like, maybe, because like they don't need to get the police involved at all. Because if they quickly communicate properly, then police, because it was an accident.
It was a pure accident. She didn't steal anything. She didn't break anything. She just went into their house and fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then immediately got up and left.
I kind of feel like no harm, no foul. Because, like, also think about it. She doesn't live there. She's never going to live in that neighborhood or probably ever be there ever again.
True, just leave.
So, like,
they don't know her identity.
They don't know her identity. Like, local cops are going to be like, okay, yeah, we'll keep a picture of her in case this ever happens again. She's never going to be there again.
I'm just the type, I'm shocked that the window was unlocked for them to open and get in.
Must just be a Florida panhandle thing.
That's
everyone
so
just leaves
yeah.
the windows unlocked.
I mean, worst case scenario, she was seen on the cameras, maybe even her car driving by the front of the house, her license plate was on the cameras.
Yeah.
The police have that, and then they're like, hey, why did you do that and flee? Because it's still breaking and entering.
Yeah, it is breaking and entering.
And so then, but because she didn't tell anybody, she just looks like she basically, it's an illegal thing. It's like not like squatting,
true.
But it's like something.
It's true.
And so, but if she had told her friend and they talked to the neighbors, it would have been all gravy.
Some comments here. If you go to the police and explain this, you are giving them all they need to charge you with breaking and entering or trespassing in the least. Do you want to be charged criminally? Why voluntarily implicate yourself unless you desire to face legal repercussions? Someone said, lawyer here, count your blessings and enjoy telling this story for years to come. This is obviously not legal advice. So funny. Someone else said, like a lot of people are telling you, just let it go. I want to be clear on this. You aren't obligated to turn yourself in, and it will not earn you any particular considerations. If you're approached by the police, contact a lawyer at that point. I'm of the type, too, that if it was your house and you got contacted by this college kid and they were like, hey, here's what happened. I thought it was my friend's place. I went and slept. And then, like, you talk to that friend, they're like, we did tell her that. I wouldn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, well, I need to lock my windows. Like, this was proof that someone can just easily get into my house.
But, like, given how, like, litigious, like, Americans are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, litigious.
We'll resort to legal action.
Sue.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's very true. You got to assume people are going to sue because people are looking for opportunities to sue.
Yeah. So I.
I also wouldn't assume that OPs, like, yeah, like, just get a lawyer if the police come. It's like, well, this person didn't want to spend money on staying in a place. Do you think that they just want to spend money on a lawyer? Like, you should find a cheaper way to handle
that.
That's
fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Update.
Oh!
They're spending 5 years in prison.
Oh, no!
My friend's family was able to get in contact with the homeowners, and everything was fine. They were grateful that we let them know the window was open and understanding about the mix-up. I won't be climbing through an open window again. I read all the posts here, and I am thankful to you all for the advice. FYI, I had already told my friend's family about the incident, and they were already in the process of trying to contact the homeowners when I made the post. Otherwise, I would have followed the advice and remained silent. I'm lucky that the homeowners were understanding of the situation.
Yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, that the other family that she did go into their house, like, it was a blessing because it could have been like, if they had never known that kitchen window was open like that, a break-in could have actually
happened. Lucky in Florida that no one was home. Like,
yeah.
Frankly.
It's Florida. People be home.
Well, and people are dangerous.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They got guns.
People in Florida are...
That actually...
Yeah.
Dude, that could have been so bad.
It could have been a horror movie situation.
I didn't even think about that. Like,
she's lucky it was an empty house.
Yeah, because imagine if they, like, came down in the morning and they saw her on their couch. That's so scary.
I'm worried about them waking up in the middle of the night hearing someone crawl into their kitchen.
Yeah.
In the dark, it's just...
And
well,
I'm guessing Florida probably has, like, castle doctrine, too,
yes.
Which means that they can just shoot you if they feel like it, and
yeah.
they could just get away
yeah.
with
it. No, super scary. She's very lucky.
Very lucky.
Extremely lucky.
Well, it's a happy ending, for
it
once.
It is thankfully a happy ending.
But if she were to go to prison, she probably could have gotten out through the kitchen window.
I don't know if she would have gone to prison
for that. It was a joke. Oh, my God.
That's true.
Stop.
All right. Next story. All right, this next post comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for not wanting people at our pool? My fiance and I own a house with a pool in the backyard. his brother, Jay, had asked the day before if he and his family, wife plus three kids, could come over on Sunday to swim after one of the kids' sports games, which was at a park close by to us. Now, my fiance and I own a business together that requires work from home on Sundays. Everyone that we know is aware of this, including his brother. I voiced my opinion that I felt it was weird for people to be at our house while we were working in the basement, but my fiance assured me that it would just be chill. He said it's normal for families to use people's pools even if they weren't home. So we let them come, thinking that they would swim for maybe an hour then leave. But it wasn't just them. Fiance's parents also came. We figured they would. But the kicker is that Jay also invited two of his friends, plus their partners, and their kids as well. We do know these people, but both fiance and I were not aware of this beforehand. So now it's a full-on party in our backyard while we are working in the basement. I became very annoyed that they did not only invite themselves, but some of their friends as well. It made me feel guilty that I couldn't be in my own backyard to host people because I was working. It also felt like they were just using the house and didn't really care about seeing us, the homeowners. Not to mention, the house was a complete mess. We had a busy Friday and Saturday, and I didn't bother cleaning much before because I figured it would just be Jay's family. Everyone was here from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. We finished work around 3 p.m., at which time my fiancé put on his swim trunks to join them outside. I got in a pretty bitter mood from it all and stayed inside. I didn't say hello to anyone because I figured they weren't even here to see me, just my pool. I did some laundry and some cleaning up, and I did end up seeing a few people who were coming inside to use the washrooms. I said hi and tried to make some small talk, but I really wasn't happy. Fiancé came in and said that I was creating an awkward slash unwelcoming atmosphere by not being outside. I told him I never planned to have a party today, so I was just carrying on doing what I originally had planned, which was laundry and cleaning. Fiancé keeps saying that I was rude for not joining them outside after work. He also says things like, the pool is meant to be used and that it's family time. Am I the asshole? Answering those who have asked, we bought this house together completely 50-50.
When he mentioned that everyone was out there having fun and he was inside, I just immediately pictured the Squidward meme of him like looking through the blinds at them like having fun outside.
I so understand what this lady's feeling. Mm. And I think she's trying to word things. I think she's giving herself excuses in this post where she's like, and I felt bad like because I can't like be there to say hi. And I'm like, maybe you be honest. Did you also just not want people around? Yeah. Like, that's okay too. You don't have to like say these things.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I can't help but feel like she is hung up on the fact that these people, I mean, granted, that's adding guests and making it a bigger ordeal wasn't what they agreed on. But the fact that when I heard her say like, oh, and not to mention the house is a mess, it's like, oh no, and they trashed her house. But it's like, nope, that was their mess. They actually didn't cause anything bad to happen. She didn't complain about them causing disturbances to affect her workday. So like, she's just really hung up on the idea that more people are at her house. And you can tell, I can't help but see between the lines that she's like, she was clearly like moping and wanting people to see that she was upset. Like her being like, yeah, I wasn't going to go outside since they only wanted to see my pool anyway. It's like, where did you get that?
I get the sense. I mean, I don't know. I'm reading into it, but it's the principle of it that they invited more people. And it's like, okay, that's disrespectful because you're using us and you're just like, okay, anyone can come into here.
Yeah.
The issue that I feel like I see is that her and her fiance have very different views on this. Because he seems super okay with it. Mm. Like, he hit three and he was like, I'm getting my swim trunks on, I'm joining them. And his family seems to understand that he is totally cool with it.
Yeah.
And this seems to be how their family operates, whereas it's not how she operates. And I relate to her because I'm like, that's not how I operate. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but I'm also someone, my social battery runs out really fast. I'm someone that after work, like if I'm working and I'm busy on a day, like I kind of need that time to myself. I need that peace and quiet. And my space is like a very important space to me. And I think that's the case for her. And she's just like, oh, there's people here. Like, and they're here all day. And there's a bunch of people they know everyone. But it just seems like she's upset at
the principle
of it all.
Yeah. I definitely like relate to like her not wanting to go out after that, just because like if I get really mopey about something, it's really hard to like sometimes just immediately pull myself out of that.
Right.
Like if I feel like slighted by something happening, or like, I mean, she was probably hearing like kids and stuff having fun out there, and she's there like working, and it's like, I would like to be having fun right now,
right?
But I'm working, and everyone else, I could hear them having mm-hmm. fun, and that is kind of like a mental fuckery.
I also get, but it's like they worked until 3, so they kept swimming until 7, so she could join them. It sounded like the fiance was like, great, like this is an opportunity to spend some family time together. Right. I can't help but read so deep into this of like, if these were people that she genuinely liked, it wouldn't be the reaction that she has. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. I also just think like I would feel upset if I invited people over. If maybe she didn't even want people to come over in the first place.
Mm.
And then it's just like, and then they brought a bunch more people and it's like, yeah. Oh, you have a whole party going on in your backyard.
Totally.
I absolutely don't think she's the asshole. I mean, it's like, it's their house. You're allowed to be like, I don't really want people over at my house today. You're allowed to feel that way.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's the asshole. I think, but I also, I get it because I'm the same way as her where I'm not going to be able to confront it, especially if I'm like, well, what, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I'm sure deep down she's going, well, it's not that big of a deal. They're just using our pool, but like, I'm upset,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel justified in voicing it or saying mm-hmm. anything. I think she and her fiance need to have a more like clear understanding of like how these mm-hmm. things should operate because it seems like they're on different pages.
Yeah,
yeah.
And boundaries.
Like, yeah. Yeah, because like it's her house. If she wants to just stay inside and keep doing what she was planning to do, like that fully was like logically sound to me. She wanted to keep doing what she was planning to do that Sunday anyway. I, as like a family, would be like, okay, we're gonna quickly like go into our friend's pool. Like, okay, guys, we've been here a while, time to go. But
yeah,
you know, I don't know.
The verdict appears to be not the asshole. We don't have an official verdict, but all the comments are not the asshole. Not the asshole. You're not obligated to host a party you didn't want with people you didn't invite. Someone said, not the asshole, but you and your fiance need to have a serious conversation about this. It is guaranteed not to be a one-time thing, and you clearly have very different expectations about your home life. I hope you're prepared for unexpected and unwanted guests for the rest of your life. Your fiance clearly thinks your home is a community center, and you clearly think it is a private place. Neither approach is wrong, but they are entirely incompatible.
Mm.
Someone else said, not the asshole. This is shitty behavior all around. You don't invite other people to a house you don't live in. Your fiance is an asshole, too. You're for allowing this BS.
That's aggressive.
I think that's a little aggressive.
That's aggressive.
Intense.
I know lots of people growing up, there were friends of mine who they operated this way. And they loved operating this way.
Yeah.
I am the opposite. Mm-hmm. My place is like, I'm like, I need mm-hmm. I love having people over, but I like to know who's coming over and be prepared for it.
And you'd like to know when they're gonna leave.
Yeah, that too. But I remember I had some buddies forever ago who really operated like this to the point where my friend and I were going to a party and we thought it was at their place. And so we just show up and we truly just opened the door because we thought like there was a party happening there. And we opened it up and they're just hanging out and they're just like, oh, what's up, guys? Like, they didn't realize we were coming over because we had the wrong address. Because it was the party wasn't happening at their place, so we truly waltzed into their apartment. They're just like, "Oh, what's up, man?" Like, and they were totally like, "That's what people did at their yeah. place." And I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." And they're like, "No, we don't
that's
care."
That's so cute.
But
I like.
I know
care,
it was really funny, but that's how they worked. And yeah. When I was hanging out at their place, people would just come over and just enter
right.
and hang out, and
aww.
They loved it. And that's fine.
Yeah.
If people did that to me,
oh yeah, no.
I would be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. The only part in that I was like, about was like the brother's expectation that since they had a pool, it's like something that's normal for people to just come
that's,
and use their
well,
pool.
That's what the fiance said.
I think that kind of depends on the state.
Her fiance said, yeah, if you have a pool, like it's people can come over and use it.
That's not a worldwide thing. I think that's like a community.
That's what I mean.
Thing.
I think they had very different yes. upbringings
yes.
and they need to understand that they have different upbringings.
I also am curious if maybe the fiance knew that the additional friends were coming and stuff. Maybe that wasn't just communicated between them.
Yeah, that's also,
that
one.
Seems possible too. Yeah. Well, hopefully they talk about it.
Yeah, and like I agree, she's definitely not the asshole because she didn't do anything. She had feelings, and that's like literally it. And it's a classic for like feeling like an asshole for having feelings about
yeah.
a situation.
You're never an asshole for how you feel. It's the actions you take
yeah.
and that feeling. Well, next story. This one also has to do with a pool.
Mm.
Here we go. This
pool vibes.
This was on Am I the Asshole and ended up on Am I the Devil.
Oh.
Ooh.
They pooped in the pool, didn't they?
Oh, boy.
They did a little number two in the poo.
Am I the asshole for arguing with the lifeguard at my local pool? Probably.
Don't save me.
Sitting on that big chair.
I'm fine.
Throw away because my friends know my usual account. I, a 37-year-old woman, was at our local community center pool today with my three children. For this post, I will change their names, but they are Jane, who's three, Allison, who's five, and Henry, who's eight. Going to the pool is a regular outing for us. Sometimes we go with my husband, but today he was at work, so I took them by myself. I got the kids ready in the family change room area and entered the pool area. Henry is a great swimmer, so I often let him watch Allison not far away from me in an area of the pool that is slightly over their heads. There are also at least two lifeguards watching this pool all the time. Jane prefers to stay in the shallower area of the pool, so I usually stay over there with her. Well, today I was sitting in the shallow area with Jane, as I usually do, while Allison and Henry swam a little further away in the deeper area of the pool. This pool does not have a normal layout. It is meant for kids, so it has a lazy river, which is about 4 feet deep, a basketball court area, which is 5 feet deep, and a baby area, which is kind of like a beach. One of the lifeguards yelled at me to be in arm's reach of all my kids.
Oh.
She was very rude, so I told her we swim here all the time and it has never been a problem. She told me that they were too young to swim in this section alone. I pointed out that it was a kid's pool and they are good swimmers, but she still said they couldn't swim without an adult until they are 12. So I put Jane in a float and went over there with them, even though Jane was not happy about it. Allison and Henry were playing on big floating pool toys about 5 feet away from me, and I was just keeping Jane occupied since she doesn't like being in the deeper water. Mm-hmm. Well, Allison fell off the floaty she was playing with while I was playing with Jane, and the next thing I know, the lifeguard is blowing her whistle and jumping in after Allison. She handed her to me, looking kind of pissed off. I told her she didn't need to get in and that Allison can swim, plus Henry was watching her. The lifeguard said, well, she wasn't, and then told me that if I wanted to keep swimming, I had to put my children in life jackets. I told her that was ridiculous because my children can swim, plus she is obviously there to save them in case they need help. I left shortly after, but am I the asshole for not wanting to put them in life jackets and expecting the lifeguards to actually do their jobs? My husband thinks I should have been closer, but my sister agrees with me.
Yes, she's an asshole. I mean, like, I think this is a community pool. Again, this is another reminder. Americans are very litigious. They will sue. If they have specific rules, they have specific rules in place because if a child drowns, that family is going to try to blame the community center.
Yeah.
Then they sue the community center, and then now the community center is out of business, gone. They can't run it. It's
right.
Shut down. Like, yeah, an 8-year-old can't be like responsible for like a 6-year-old or whatever that situation is.
Three, five, and eight.
Yeah. So it's like in a place where like it's a community center. Like it's like tax dollars.
Yeah.
Like we all have to like do our part to like keep it a safe place that we can all continue to use.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we should all follow the rules so that a child doesn't die and then that parent sues that place and then none of us can use it anymore.
What I will like push back on that is like, it was just the lifeguard saying that. I don't know if that was an actual rule, the pool needing to be arm's length of your child at all times. Because I've been to a lot of community pools growing up as a kid, like with my cousins and stuff, and there was a lot of us, and I never was near a parent.
Right.
And a lot of them were very lax.
And if your kid's a strong swimmer, your kid's a strong swimmer. So, like, the fact that there were other lifeguards in the past, this mom had swam there so many times with her kids, and it wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
And then this new lifeguard just states this rule. I do think it's a little strange. And so, like, I understand there's those legal aspects, but part of me is like, she was confident in her children as a swimmer and they were still in her sight,
yeah.
And if there are lifeguards on duty, I can't help but see where she's coming from.
Mm. Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking it must be the rules of the pool. If it's not,
yeah.
Then
yeah, I would be curious.
And that lifeguard
that.
Is just, you know, power tripping.
Yeah.
Then I guess like then that's a totally different.
Yeah, because like I know that it's like, oh, if there's a kid under a certain age and they have to wear a life jacket in the pool, or they have to have arm floaties.
Yeah.
Or like there are things. So like that, but that's what I'm like. It seems like it's inconsistent between the lifeguards.
Yeah, I mean that's I understand that. Five is pretty young. I do think it's like, as someone who's drowned.
yeah, you're an expert in this field.
Yeah, you remember it very well, right?
Couldn't swim without, but like she said, they couldn't swim without an adult until they are 12. I'm like, damn, if I was 10 or 11, I couldn't swim.
Oh, yeah.
But define without an adult.
But the arm's length is interesting for an 8-year-old. But I'm wondering if it's the 5-year-old. And I also wonder how old the 5-year-old looks, if they look younger.
This pool sounds sick, though.
It sounds
dope. I gotta
dope.
Say.
Yeah.
I wanna
never
go,
had a community
take
pool
me there.
Like that.
I'll watch the kids. But
I mean, what I think her phrasing makes her an asshole, though, when she's like, well, the lifeguards are there to save my kid. I'm like, that's the lifeguards, like, she's like, they're there to do their job. I'm like, they're doing their job by telling you, like, by preventing someone from drowning. Like,
no,
that's the thing. They are trying to prevent that from happening. Their job is not to. Oh, guys, go have fun. If you drown, we'll save you.
No, for sure. Like, you're not allowed to commit arson because a firefighter will put it out. Like, no, I get that. And I learned how to swim when I was very young. Our oldest sister was a swim teacher, so all of us learned really young and were pretty quickly strong swimmers. So, like, I think there's a lot at play there. And, but I agree. The way she's talking about this lifeguard, it's not
ideal. Yeah, and it's also, though, like, even when you're able to swim, though, like, little kids, they do stupid things because they're little kids. And the problem is in a pool, one small slip up or stupid move is a lot more deadly than when you're on the ground, you have a fall or you hit your head or something.
Yeah.
I think it's just a general safety thing too.
Yeah, no, like just because there's a lifeguard there doesn't mean you don't have to parent your kids. Like definitely get that.
Right, and I don't also love the like, oh, my 8-year-old to watch my 5-year-old. I'm like, that's also not.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of parents do that. But it's like also a lot of kids drown. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we're really scared of sharks, but we underestimate the things that actually kill people every day. And it's like just pools. Pools kill a lot of people, and it's because it's like so like, oh, it's just a pool and we're swimming. It's fine. It's like.
Yeah. I will say, like, it would suck to have to continue to wear floaties or be within arm's length of a parent if I was like.
10 or 11.
I'd be pissed.
Like,
I'd be pissed.
That seems so lame.
I will say, like, yeah, I understand where I'm like, when I was a kid, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't do that. But the arm's length, I'm like, wow, that is intense. But you certainly had to be within.
It seems like a liability thing to me.
It might be just this specific pool. And it also, time has passed, like, since I was a kid.
Time has passed. It's possible rules have gotten tighter because, like, I always heard that it was, like, the parents just need to have their eyes and be within, like, sight of their kids at all times. But then again, my family, like, had grandparents who had, like, a boat on a river. And so I was technically supposed to wear a life jacket until I was 14. Mm. Or something. You wear a helmet till you're 18.
Well, yeah, rivers and stuff is a whole other story.
Yeah.
The verdict is asshole, which I agree. I think if you're arguing with a lifeguard, you're already, you're just the asshole. Like, they are the ones who set the rules. You got to obey the rules. Comments, you're the asshole. She was actually doing her job. It takes a few minutes for a child or adult to get into trouble and drown. I'm an excellent swimmer. That didn't mean squat when I got a cramp. Fortunately, I knew how to handle the emergency and get myself into the safe part of the pool. Yes, your kids know how to swim, but do they know what to do when there's an emergency? Most people who are drowning panic and make things 100 times worse. Why do you think lifeguards have to be trained? They have to overcome a person's panic and rescue them. Henry is not old enough or skilled enough to be a lifesaver. You've been lucky so far. It appears you have had negligent lifeguards in the past. 1,000 upvotes. It's also true, a drowning person is very dangerous.
Yeah.
And a kid can't handle that.
Like, no, yeah, I wouldn't, like, I do understand that. I completely see where that's coming from. Because, yeah, like, if the 5-year-old starts drowning, what are we
Yeah, how
we
do
gonna
you
do?
Manage 3 children in a pool? I guess that
it is.
That's tough.
It is
yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
Someone said, lifeguards aren't your personal babysitters, and your 8-year-old, as great a swimmer as they may be, isn't old enough to watch your 5-year-old. You should apologize to the lifeguard and watch your kids. OP posted, this is a pool that is meant for kids. It is not unreasonable for kids to swim alone with the supervision of lifeguards. Plus, like I said, I went closer to them when the lifeguard asked. 922 downvotes. I think OP, now I really think OP is the asshole because I'm like, why'd you post here if you're just not going to listen
anymore? You're going to double down.
Like, it just sounds like they, I'm like, you're the asshole. You think you're right. Why did you post here? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, Disneyland is also meant for kids. Would you just abandon a 5- and 8-year-old as well? Would you drop your kids off at a PG movie and just leave? We both know the answer is no.
Yeah, it's not like the water is like softer for them or like less drowny.
Yeah, there's so many elements because drowning is also, it's scary because it's not something that people I think it'll be like obvious. Too.
Oh yeah.
That it's like,
not.
Oh, I can see my kids over there. It's like, oh, it's gonna be this big loud thing. It's like,
no.
It could be super quiet.
You could never see it.
You might not know. Like it's a thing I think people underestimate a lot. But ultimately here I'm like, I could picture this scenario and I could picture myself agreeing and being like, yeah, like I see that this is safe, but I'm like, the lifeguard is saying something. You gotta listen to them.
Yeah, because it's not like the lifeguard isn't there just for the kids. It's for everyone in the pool, so including the mom. And no, like I totally get that.
Yeah.
I hope they did sit cannonballs.
Sit cannonballs? Dude, lazy river? A lazy river
and
at a community
basketball
pool?
I know.
That's so sick.
This is not a pool meant for kids. It's a pool meant for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm meant to be there hanging out.
It's giving like Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yes.
Or
this has got Arizona
like Atherton or something.
Yeah.
There's some crazy. This is a affluent area.
I know, for real. Next story. Am I the asshole for grounding my daughter for ruining our vacation?
Whoa. Uh-oh. Whoa.
My husband, daughter, who's my daughter's 15, stepkids, 13 and 16, and I just came back from a 2-week vacation.
Wait, can you say the numbers again?
So, okay, OP is saying my husband, daughter, the daughter is 15, and there's two stepkids, 13 and 16, and I just came back from a 2-week vacation. My daughter is very smart and is very good at a lot of things. She's also very competitive. My husband is also very competitive. My daughter started off this vacation by telling my husband there was Sudoku on the plane and explained how to play. He didn't know that she's been playing Sudoku for months. She made a bet with him that if she finishes the hardest level first, he'd buy her Wi-Fi for the flight, and if he finished first, she'd share a bed with his younger daughter on the trip. His younger daughter was complaining about sharing with his oldest because she kicks and sleeps in the middle of the bed. She beat him and pestered him until he bought the Wi-Fi. When we got there, she'd challenge him to races on land and in the pool. She's won medals at state track meets and has been swimming since she was 2. Every day, she'd challenge him to something, win, and he'd have to buy her something from the resort or local shops. My husband was getting sick of losing, and my stepdaughters were upset that their dad was buying her stuff and not them. So I told my daughter she either couldn't compete with her stepdad or she had to let him win. This is the most ass-backwards problem. She decided to tell her stepdad that she wasn't allowed to compete with him anymore because he couldn't handle losing. This made them start to argue, so I told her that if she didn't keep it up, she'd be grounded to the resort for the rest of the trip, a little over a week at this point. She decided to test me, so I stuck to my word, and she was left at the resort while the rest of us went out every day. The vacation was much more enjoyable without her turning everything into a competition, but she told her dad when she got back that we grounded her, and he's mad at me now for leaving her there and excluding her from the vacation because my husband couldn't act like an adult. I told him my daughter was warned to stop, but she decided to test me, and now he's forcing her to stick to the custody schedule. Technically, I have her every other weekend, but he was letting her go back and forth whenever she wanted, and is threatening to go to court for child support and back pay. Am I the asshole for grounding her for ruining the vacation?
Whoa.
This is the dumbest shit. Stupid.
How did the child support come in? I'm so sorry.
So once they got back from vacation, the dad found out what she did to their daughter.
Okay. Okay.
And he's upset, and he's saying, you know, excluding her from the vacation because the husband couldn't act like an adult.
Yeah.
Right.
She put the responsibility on the child.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is like,
no, I got that part very much.
I love this. I think it's so funny, like, the idea of this, like, 16-year-old girl just completely emasculating her husband, and he's just seething.
And she's just beating the shit out of him out of
just,
everything.
And it was just so awesome. Just destroying him.
It's awesome. And he, like, okay, I will just, like, preface. When, if it's between a kid and an adult issue, between the two, it is always up to the adult to act and handle.
All he had to do was say, like, we can keep doing competitions, but I'm not, but there's no stakes.
Yes.
That's all you do.
Yeah.
You go, like, we can race.
But it wasn't
I'm not
about that for him. It no, wasn't about it. It was about winning.
He kept having to put something on the table.
He had to keep, no, and it wasn't even about what's on the table. He just hated that he kept losing.
I know, but they can keep competing.
Kept, yeah.
But they kept.
But he didn't want to keep competing because he kept losing.
No, he wanted did. To keep competing.
He wanted to keep competing.
Because he wanted to win.
Yes.
But we're saying,
but the kids, but all the problems came because he kept having to buy her things
yeah.
for losing,
which was showing
instead
like,
of
preferential
saying, okay,
treatment.
we can race, but there's I'm not going to buy you anything afterwards.
He's such a loser. Like he's like literally like
no, this is it. Really is a skill issue.
Like yo, 100%. Like he must have like a gambling addiction.
Yes,
he must because like how can you just continue to lose and then keep being like, no, no, but this time I'm going to win
exactly.
it all back.
Exactly.
Like, come on, bro.
I just don't understand how she blamed the daughter instead of being mad at
so
him
stupid.
For continuing to, like, do, like, he's an adult. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it, dude.
It's literally, like, all he has to do is just say no. Like,
all he had to
like
do.
She's like, hey, I'll race you to the end of the road for a slushie. And he could be like, no. I'll race you, but I don't think we need like. Wait, why does there need to be stakes?
It's so
just an ego
easy.
Thing. It's just an ego.
Because
thing.
Kids do that, like up until they're teenagers.
Stuff.
My nieces and nephew constantly will like challenge me to shit, and you just be like, nah, I don't feel like it. Nah.
Yeah,
and they'll keep trying. You just gotta be like, no.
I accept my nephew's challenges, and I beat him.
One of my. Nieces beat me at Mario Kart for the first time. And I have to admit, I was definitely just like, okay, next time we play, like, I'm amping it up to the next level. Like,
Wow. This
is getting serious now.
I guess that's one thing I can never relate to. Maybe I had to let go of it at such a young age because I had so many competitive siblings that, like, it was their whole world to win that, like, I care about how I perform, but as soon as I know I'm losing, I'm like, all right, I knew I wasn't going to win anyway. And, like, it's just... I don't feel that feeling, but also, I don't know. I love how people get competitive. I think that's really sweet. But when your kid beats you, you should be so proud.
Oh, I was like, stoked. No,
yeah.
No,
not you, but like this dad, like.
Right.
I don't know.
No,
anyway. It's not. It's also not his kid.
It's
well,
not his kid, but
he
also,
stepped up.
Also,
yeah.
It's not like it's a 15-year-old. So like, it's not like when an 8-year-old beats you at something. It's like they're 15. Like they are like I don't know. I'm assuming they're late. I don't know what their ages are, but if there's a 15-year-old and like, you know, they're probably their 40s or something.
Yeah.
Like a 15-year-old's probably gonna beat you at a race. Like okay, like who gives a shit?
Yeah.
If I have anything to say about. It.
like get good at Sudoku, man. I don't know what the hell.
That's kind of awesome. I
really
actually
fun.
Like I yeah. I'm impressed.
It's so innocent. You know?
It could have been so funny.
Yes.
She made it awful.
Yeah, and then
the
kids. I get that the mom made it awful. Yeah, but the other kids were sad that they weren't getting stuff. The dad could have at least been like, "All right, if you win, I'll get all you girls ice cream or something."
Yeah,
exactly.
That would have been good.
Win. And
there
then
were so many easy solutions
that brings the family together.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
No, this was the dumbest shit ever.
The child custody thing was wild.
That's just retribution.
Really, really stupid.
Yeah.
God. Okay. Comments or verdict, asshole.
Oh, whoa.
Comments. Wow, you're the asshole. I told my daughter she either couldn't compete with her stepdad or she had to let him win. No, you tell your husband to be an adult and stop taking the bait. It's not your daughter's responsibility to manage a grown adult's immaturity.
Real.
If I heard someone tell a 15-year-old, like, just let him win, that's when I would be like, oh.
That's so
sad. Now I'm a baby. Now you're treating me like a baby.
Yeah.
Someone said, yep, she didn't ruin the trip. He did by not knowing how to adult. Someone said, hell, a whole basketball team of ragtag men couldn't beat Caitlin Clark playing all by herself. All she needed was another team member that could score 13 points, and Iowa would have won.
Basketball reference.
That's sick.
I barely got it. Barely there.
OP posted, she is both athletically gifted and smart. On top of her swimming and running, she's a level 6 or 7 gymnast and a decent softball player. She's consistently scored around the 80th to 90th percentile for reading and 95th in math. Since she's this smart, she should know not to take advantage of people that are not as gifted as her.
So she's just admitting that her husband's a dum-dum.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
And my stupid, weak, shitty, stupid husband.
You are instilling such horrible life lessons in your daughter by saying, you're amazing, but you need to make yourself smaller for this grown-ass adult. Because he, and like this, she, yeah. The mom knows all these things about her daughter. I'm sure the husband knows all these things. He should consider when he's competing with someone who sounds like they will be a successful professional athlete one day, what they're agreeing to.
Yeah, when your daughter's a gold medalist, you're not going to be receiving any of those brand deal monies that they're sponsoring.
No, this mom might be going to the home later. Like, this is not going to end well.
Somebody responded to that comment saying, you expect more maturity from your daughter than you will expect or ask from your husband, and you wonder if you're the asshole?
Yeah, it's giving misogyny.
Yeah.
God damn.
Internalized misogyny, the house down.
Holy shit. Look, my daughter's Batman, okay? So she's going to be the better one. Insane. Wow. That is...
And she just never learned.
Mind-boggling. Cool. Next story.
Let's go.
This comes from Relationship Advice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is a 28-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 29, and his best friend, a 29-year-old woman, are going on a week-long vacation. They uninvited me.
Oh! I'm sure their relationship's going great. Yeah.
Guys, it's platonic. My boyfriend wanted to go on a vacation this summer to his mom's friend's house in Hawaii with...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Me and his two best friends, a 25-year-old guy and a 29-year-old woman. We had been planning on this all spring, and at some point, 25-year-old guy dropped out of the trip, leaving just the three of us. For context, my boyfriend and I have been going out since November, and it's been serious. We had, and still have, been talking about moving in together, and he has said, and I agree, that this is a long-term situation that we are in it for good. In early June, once 25-year-old man unexpectedly dropped out of the trip, 29-year-old woman called my boyfriend and told him that now that it was just the three of us, she didn't feel comfortable with me going on the trip, since she didn't know me that well, and she didn't want to be a third wheel. She said that if I were to go, she wouldn't go on the trip. without telling me that this was happening. They changed the plans and made it a trip, just the two of them, and they changed the location to a beach in Costa Rica.
Huh?
I was trying to figure out when to ask for time off this summer and hadn't heard news about the plans, so I asked my boyfriend which week in August I should be setting aside for the Hawaii trip. He let me know that, actually, he had talked to his friend and that she didn't want to go if I were going, so he was going to go alone with her to Costa Rica. He said that we could go on another a week later, maybe to Mexico City or something. I was upset and tried to talk with him about how the situation made me feel, especially since this wasn't a case of a separate trip being set up ahead of time. This was a case of me being invited and then uninvited from a week-long tropical vacation with a girlfriend of his who I had never met before. We eventually decided to do a trip together to Copenhagen, which we have both wanted to visit as some sort of compensation. I also asked to meet her so that I could feel more comfortable with the trip. We spent the 4th of July going to see her and her boyfriend in the city where they live. Although it was nice to put a face to the name, it was ultimately a very cold trip, and she was not at all welcoming to me. My boyfriend remarked on how unfriendly she was, to both of us, he thought, and said that he was surprised that she didn't act warmly to me. I went out of my way to try to get to know her and her boyfriend. I'm very outgoing and friendly, and usually this would be easy, but it didn't really click, even after several days. They were somewhat cold to each other as well. They bickered a little bit about their future and his own 3-week trip without her that was scheduled for the same time as their trip. This has been scheduled before ours had. This has been my effort to feel better about the trip, so I told my boyfriend that I still didn't feel comfortable with things and that I was feeling insulted by the way that it was handled. I had tried to make things smooth between all of us, and I asked him to please come up with something that could help me feel better about the trip. On a visit to his family, they asked about the trip, and they were all shocked that he would have arranged it this way, and let me know that they would have been furious if they were in my position, which triggered a fight in which I asked him to please help come up with a strategy to make me feel better and more secure about them going together without me. He said that he would never do this kind of thing again, which feels like not much to offer, since this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime trip to begin with. He kind of offered to not go on the trip, but he had already paid for the tickets and made arrangements, and I didn't want to stop their trip and be resented by both him and his best friend. He asked me to go give him ideas of how to make me feel better and wanted me to just tell him what to do, and stalled until it was finally the day of the trip.
Ugh.
He bought me a bag of peanut butter cups, and I drove the two of them to the airport. I feel so disregarded and disrespected in this situation. I want to break up with him, but I don't want to burn up something that has otherwise been really good.
Sorry, I had
otherwise,
so many emotions.
Otherwise, it's really good.
Other than this, like, months-long ordeal?
This is one of those situations where I'm like, wow, like, I feel bad for this person that they don't have more self-worth.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just an immediate done.
Yeah.
Especially the way this has all happened, where it's like, oh, by the way, behind your back, I uninvited you, and I'm going on this trip with just my one friend. And who you've never met, and we changed the location to a much more like romantic type of situation.
Other country, basically.
Yeah, it's a week long. Oh my God. And it's because she didn't want you to go.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, whatever. It's like, no, she said this,
mm-hmm.
and she made it a choice between the two of you, and I chose her.
That's the craziest thing to me, where, like, if she said she didn't feel comfortable being third wheel, totally get that. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
But for her to say, you need to uninvite your girlfriend, because I still want to go on this trip with you, and you need to uninvite your girlfriend. And he's like, okay.
No.
Like, what?
What in the world?
She's a huge piece of shit. She very clearly...
The
friend is a huge piece of shit. He's a piece of shit.
He's a terrible communicator. He's an idiot.
Yeah, he's just very
idiot.
No, it seems very clear...
Yeah,
this is one of those situations where I'm like, oh yeah, like there, this is a cheating
done.
Situation.
And I feel so bad for OP because she kept going, hey, can you come up with a reason or can you come up with a strategy to make me feel better? And it's like, girly,
he
please.
Bought her peanut butter cups though.
I know,
this guy,
and it's like, girly, please stop being a doormat as a treat. You are so much more than that. And like the fact that she did a lot. She went out of her way, like, let me meet this friend. Let me go out of my way to get to know her and be friendly. And then for the relationship of the friend to be weird and that he's going on a trip without her. Like, that is so beyond their relationship.
And even for him to, like, remark that, like, to agree that she was, like, super cold to both of them.
Yeah.
And it's still big. But you know what? I still think I'm going to go on this really romantic Costa Rica trip with her.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty hot.
Insane.
Couple comments. Number one. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Someone else said, when someone shows you who they are, listen, go no contact before he gets back. Done and done. Someone said, what kind of boyfriend disinvites his girlfriend from a trip? A shitty one. A really, really shitty one. He just acted like he didn't care about you, even if he's not cheating.
I just gotta say, like, the fact that they just kind of stalled and like, allowed this vacation to get closer.
Oh, yeah.
This OP, please, please learn boundaries and hold to them, because this guy is clearly used to, like, I don't know, I'm just going through life.
I'm just a guy.
I'm just a little guy.
I'm just a guy. I don't even know what's going on.
And that's not up to her to have to overcompensate and fix. I'm just saying, like, she should have said, hey, then hold the trip, like, way sooner. Like, can't, like, this is weird. This is weird. And, like, she's gaslighting herself and thinking, like, well, maybe it's fine, right? But it's like, it's a week-long tropical vacation in Costa Rica. Bikinis are in the equation. It's hot. It's sweaty. It's a week-long in a place that's new. There's sloths. There's lizards crawling around. And how did, even from square one, did any of that feel normal?
Yeah.
I have an unfortunate feeling. Okay, I think I read this first part of the story, and I don't think I've read the update.
There's an update!
That we're about to have right now. I'm going to say my prediction on this. I think this girl, because we've had this trope a couple times on Reddit stories, of a girl where it's like, it's a girlfriend, and she has a friend who's a guy that she won't date, but she then gets upset if he has a girlfriend.
Right.
And she's like, no, you can't have a girlfriend, but I won't date you. And I think he's been in love with her for a long time. And now he's kind of like, oh, this is like an opportunity to like hang out with her. Maybe I'm getting a sign.
Yep.
And it's like,
yep.
Yeah.
She's got like 1 foot out the door with this other guy.
Yeah, very clearly.
Shaky.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure he knows all about because they're friends. Yes. They talk about it.
No, this seems.
This is a feeler.
This
vacation's a feeler.
It's a feeler. We've seen this before.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, update. Here we go. And it's a doozy. I was really upset the day I dropped him off, and he was texting me, but I wasn't responding. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to do anything at all in the state I was in. I waited until the next day, and then I sent him a thought-out text letting him know that I didn't feel safe or loved in the way the trip was handled, and that I would be dropping his things off at his place and leaving his keys with the neighbor. He called but didn't leave any messages, and then he messaged me that he didn't understand. The rest of the week, he called and messaged me, but I couldn't bring myself to pick up or text back. On Thursday, I think that he realized that I was serious, and he asked me some questions about logistical things. I told him which neighbor his key was with, etc. When he got back and saw all the things at his place, he got pretty frantic and called and left me a long message. I was working all day, but also I still didn't want to respond. He asked me to explain because he didn't understand what was going on. The next day, I sent another text making it clear that it was over, and he got upset and sent me a bunch of texts in a row about how he didn't understand why I was throwing away everything that we had built. He left me a voicemail that was really angry that said he had no idea why I was upset and that he did not accept the breakup because he had no say in it, and that he wanted me to tell him the evil story that I had made up about him to his face.
Whoa!
Yeah,
By the way, you don't have to accept someone's breakup. That's how that works.
Oh, he just said
my
no.
My God. He said no.
I wasn't going to respond to him, and I wanted to remain calm, but this upset me. So I sat down to write him this letter. It's long, so skip over if you want.
No.
I tried to call him, but I started crying and told him I'd just send him an email instead.
Let's go.
Okay, here's the letter.
I'm so ready.
The time that we have had apart has given me some good space and time to think. I have had a chance to think about the things that are important for me in a relationship, and I see that we should not be together. I am sorry that I have been asking for you to change things about your life that you shouldn't have to change at my or anyone's behest. From the very start, this trip was made in an insanely disrespectful way, in which it started out from you being given an ultimatum by your female best friend, who I had never met, that either she goes or I go on this trip, and you picked her. You didn't offer to have her meet me. Theoretically, I was your long-term partner, so this would have made a lot of sense. You didn't encourage her to find someone else to come, and you didn't consult me at all. That's enough for most people to have a deal breaker right there. However, I stayed. This is a person who you have a history with that is not entirely clear to me. Here's what I understand. Some bad rumors got started about the two of you in which you spent an entire night out with her on an acid trip while you were dating someone else. Nothing happened. The other thing I understand is that you were interested in her romantically at some theoretically other point, and that she started dating her boyfriend, and that closed the door on things for you. According to what I understand, it took a long time for her boyfriend to feel comfortable with you being around, but you apparently worked to ultimately make him feel comfortable with you after I'm not sure how long. This is the completely unknown person who shut me out of a trip that I was originally going to go on, unilateral decision. You did not tell me this was happening until I asked when the trip to Hawaii would be. You purchased tickets in another very disrespectful situation, which I have cooked dinner and have guests present, and you choose to go into my room for well over an hour to select tickets with her, and in which I repeatedly asked you to please come to dinner because you say it will just be a few more minutes each time. There is absolutely no reason for doing it at that time and in that situation, seeing as how she is in the same time zone as us and has a 9-to-5 job. This makes me feel sick to my stomach. So, to make myself feel better about this whole arrangement, I tell you that I want to meet this person. On my request, we arrange a trip to go meet her and her boyfriend, a brief trip in which they are, and you explicitly agree, inexplicably cold. The first conversation that we have is one in which she and her boyfriend argue about how she DM'd him while he was already in a relationship and got him to date her instead. You tell me about conversations that she has had with you recently in which it seems implied that there is some real instability in their long-term relationship. Stuff about kids and dogs. I have a discussion in which I let you know that I see that and that it worries me. Meanwhile, I am still wanting all of this to work out for you and for me and for her. I, at this point, am planning on being with you for the long term and see no benefit in telling you not to go on a trip with your best friend. I want it to work out. But each and every interaction surrounding this trip chips and chips and chips away at my ability to handle it. The conversations that seem to go nowhere, etc. Your dad, your mom, and your grandparents are all very surprised when we tell them about this trip. It is becoming very obvious that it is a dangerous trip to make with the fragility of our relationship. Oof. We had only been together for 9 months. How long did it take before her boyfriend was comfortable with you hanging around, much less going on one-on-one international tropical vacation in which he was uninvited because of your request?
Ooh!
We go over it with a friend at the rock climbing gym. We go over it in the car. We go over it while we're booking our Airbnb for Copenhagen. We go over it when I tell you that I still feel uncomfortable and that I do not feel good about the trip. Talk about repeatedly saying something. Although I ask for you to help me, you actually ask me instead to come up with what would make me feel better. Surprisingly, I have no other ideas. Ultimately, it appears that the original plan to meet at my place and hang out and do a game night before you two go on the trip has been canceled, and she will be staying at my place, but not hanging out with us at all beforehand. You attribute it to you not bringing it up with her early enough. This is apparently not something that was discussed even 2 nights before the trip. This upsets me. You do not know what to do. I don't blame you at this point. It was well out of hand. I don't know what to do either. There is no good solution that I can think of besides waiting for the trip to be over. I tell you that either I have to go get over it, or I have to break up with you, and that I don't want to break up with you, but my ability to get over this is rather worn down. She arrives at my place very late, and we wake up the next morning for me to take you two to the airport. After all of this lead up, I know that you can tell how unhappy I am. I fully, absolutely know you can tell how unhappy I am. Mm. You leave, and when I don't respond to your text, you text me to tell me that you hope I'm okay and you're going to bed. No call. The rest of the week was rough. My text to you was met with, essentially, I'm sorry you feel this way. You tell me that I'm being unfair. There is no acknowledgement, and there still has been none, that this trip to a fucking honeymoon destination, as we have discussed before, could be a crazy and horrible thing to go through with, even with my quasi-blessing. This is not something that people in relationships have to deal with. This is not something that people in relationships do, besides her, I guess. In the end, all this is to say that I have felt serious emotional needs go seriously unmet in a way that is a deal breaker for me. It seems like trying to convince someone to like different food or to have a different favorite color. I am not happy in this, and I do not want to feel these feelings any longer. There is no need for this to be mutual. I do not need your permission to break up with you. He wrote back, and that's the end of the...
Wow. She laid it all out.
And she didn't owe him shit.
No, she didn't.
I think, sadly... I'm getting the impression that he has walked all over her for months.
Yeah, 100%.
If she was even in a place where she quasi-accepted this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she was never given a place to really, truly, like, voice her concerns. And she wasn't able to, like, actually talk it out until he was gone.
And the fact that he was saying, like, I don't accept this breakup means he thought that would work.
Right.
And that's the place that they were.
Well, he thinks she's crazy. Like, he doesn't understand. He like, doesn't understand the situation.
I think this is actually a case of real gaslighting, where he's trying to convince her, like, this is a normal thing, and mm-hmm. you're being weird.
Right.
Like, this situation's fucking nuts, and everyone would agree it's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
She's in a place where she is thinking, am I crazy for, like,
I guess people do this.
It's like, no, this is not normal.
Yeah.
If a friend of mine told me about this, I'd be like, oh, so you guys are already broken up.
Yeah.
So you guys are breaking up or broken up? All right, there's a couple last things
here.
Let's
hear it.
He wrote me back an apologetic email in which he accepted responsibility for most things without any argument, except he denied anything that had to do with his relationship with her, making me feel uncomfortable, and he denied that I would not be able to handle their relationship. He said that the only thing that made their trip bad for me was my own perspective. I wrote him back that trust has to be built and that he put too much strain too early on in a relationship in which he had not developed that trust. He agreed and apologized. For me, it ended on a pretty amicable note, but this style of relationship really doesn't work for me, and I don't feel like his response to me really healed or changed anything significantly. I stand by my decision at this point. The hint, there's, she gave so much context there of like, yeah, it's been hinted at that you guys have had weird things in the past mm-hmm. that you felt romantically mm-hmm. towards her. It's like, yeah, no, dude, you're in love with her and
yeah.
you can't be in a relationship oh. until either you cut contact with this yeah. this girl or you move on.
I mean, if he was a good communicator and not a piece of shit, like, you could work your way through it. You could be like, hey, I had this history with her. I know this might make you feel uncomfortable. We're going to go on this trip all together with this other person. And, like, there's a way to work through it. He basically, like, at every fork in the road where they're like, you could do the right thing or the wrong thing, he's like, that wrong thing seems easier.
Yeah.
That seems easier to me.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's... I mean, he's definitely, like, to a degree, a manipulator.
Totally.
At the very least, like, yeah, manipulator. At the very worst, a gaslighter, abuser, you know? Like, I think... I also just don't think he's, like, even aware. Like, I don't think he, like, I don't think he's, like, totally honest with himself about what his motivations are.
Or he's in severe denial.
That's what I'm thinking as well. But I'm sorry, there's some wording in his response. Did he say that OP can't comprehend or handle, like, I'm sorry that you can't handle our relationship or something? What did he say?
He denied anything that had to do with his relationship with her, making me feel uncomfortable, and he denied that I would not be able to handle their relationship.
Oh.
So he denied still is, that still, she can't handle that relationship?
He feels comfortable that he can dictate her
emotions. So he's again saying, like, no, you don't need, like, you don't, he's literally trying to be like, you don't have a problem with this, like a Jedi.
It sounds, by her wording, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my grasp of it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Also, unrelated, but related. I feel like a tropical vacation, or a lot of vacations, are where a third wheel, I don't think, is that awkward.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I don't think we know each other that well, though.
Well, because, like, a resort is something where it's like, if someone's like, hey, can I tag along? And, like,
yeah.
I'll go do my own thing a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Love,
like,
that journey.
Like, I could see myself, if someone was like, hey, we have an extra ticket, or do you want to buy an extra ticket to this resort? I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. Like,
yeah.
You guys have your romantic getaway, and I'll be by the beach.
I went to a friend's wedding and I stayed with a friend of mine that was dating another person, and it was totally fine. Like, it was in Hawaii, so it was tropical, and yeah, I did some stuff on my own. We went on, like, a hike and stuff. Like,
depends on, like, what their intention is on the vacation.
Of
if it's a random vacation and you're just all going to relax, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, it's so easy to, like, split up for days.
When all parties are sane.
Yeah, it's very clear. There's definitely some unspoken things, or maybe spoken between the two of them.
It seems like you're both right, where it's like, this friend doesn't like him dating other people. And I try not to be, like, too mean about this, but it's, like, this friend clearly, like, thrives kind of stringing this guy along.
Totally.
And then he is totally in denial of his feelings, but it seems like he's just, like frothing at any opportunity to be close to this friend.
Well, yeah, because the friend controls him. He feels he can control his partner now.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of unhealthy mess.
Yeah, no, clearly OP was, like, really conditioned over time to his plane of reality by slowly, like, thinking it's okay to be walked all over. And, that sucks, and I bet you she's learned a lot since then.
I hope she can move her boundaries so much further.
Oh, yeah.
Because she writes out this letter, and I'm like, one of these things is enough.
Yep.
You needed to have all of them listed out.
It'd be like, okay, so the trip's not happening. Like, the trip's not happening, and we should talk, and we should figure this out. And in what world do you boot? Literally, you got booted. She didn't get told she was uninvited.
Until she asked about it.
Yeah.
And she was informed.
He's like,
what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
That's not happening.
That's not happening with you.
Yeah.
You don't feel bad.
Crazy story.
You don't feel bad.
No.
All right, moving on.
I think the moral of the story is just don't date a guy that's 25.
all right, moving on to our last story here. Am I the asshole for kicking my friend out of my vacation house in a foreign country?
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. English is not my first language, so please excuse my poor grammar. My family owns property in a tropical destination that is very popular this time of year. My friends and I, all girls in our early 20s, have been talking about going to my parents' house for years, and this January was finally the season everything was aligning in our favor. An acquaintance of mine, Jessica, who is part of our larger group of friends, heard about the upcoming trip and asked to join us. I was reluctant at first, but she kept publicly insisting on it by saying that visiting this place was one of her childhood dreams, and it put me in an awkward position to say no. We then add her to our travel group chat and go over everything that was already decided on our itinerary and how much money we were planning on spending on this trip. She seemed excited about it and didn't want to change anything. Great. Unfortunately, things started to go south the moment she arrived here. Jessica bought a different flight from everyone else and would arrive at 3 a.m. I told her that she could either get a taxi to my house or wait at the airport until 10 a.m. when I would drive by to pick everyone else up. Mm. She was not happy with that and was very passive-aggressive for the rest of the day. She then started to complain about our itinerary, how everywhere we picked was too expensive, and she felt excluded and judged by the people there. We tried to compromise and did a few touristy things with her, but when we started getting ready to go to a beach club yesterday, she threw a fit. I reminded her that she knew about all of this before buying tickets and that she wasn't forced to join us. She could stay home and eat food my parents kindly stocked for us, or walk around the city center. When we come back home, I'm flooded with messages from our mutual friends asking why I'm being so mean to poor Jessica. Apparently, she took it to social media and created a narrative that she's a victim and we're bullies. I was sick of it. We had a fight where she called me terrible things. I wasn't a perfect angel either, to be frank. And it ended with her being kicked out. So Reddit, am I the asshole?
Whoa, bro.
Oh, man.
I
do understand Jessica's situation. Like, it's definitely, like, when you feel like when you have, like, less disposable income out of everyone in the group.
Is that what was prefaced?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, what Jessica, who is a part of our larger group of friends, heard about the upcoming trip and asked to join us. I think it's then learned that she clearly doesn't have as much money as the rest. The rest sound like very, like, kind of, like, come from wealthy family homes.
Or they had been planning on this for years and were saving up. Like, sure. I don't want to assume that.
We can't really know. What I think the criteria of what's being talked about here is that where I think Jessica is an asshole from the start is that if I hear about a bunch of people planning a trip and they planned a trip together, I'm not going to be like, can I join your trip? I'm like, that. I would never do that. Mm. I'm like, I think you're an asshole. I think you got
to. I might do it. If it's good enough, I might do it.
I think it's fair to ask to join. And like I will say, OP, the way that this person wrote this story was events. She didn't preface that Jessica is a shitty person. She only stated the events, what happened, admitted that she was hesitant, but didn't didn't smear Jessica's name in any way. It was purely these events.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, she's being, I think she's being fair.
Yeah. And I think also like showing like the itinerary, like she should have an understanding of like what the costs are. And if you sign on to a trip and you don't want to spend all that money, just opt out of certain things, but don't guilt people for going and be like,
but is it the money that's the issue? Sounds like
she then started to complain about our itinerary, how everywhere we picked was too expensive and she felt excluded and judged by the people there. So it was,
okay,
but the itinerary was known to her before.
Yeah.
They had the whole thing laid out. But then once she got there, she started to complain about it.
Right.
No, if you have a problem with it, say it before you go on the trip. But you did join the trip last.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing
Very
about
late.
This. And you begged. You were publicly asking all the time. And you get on it. And then you ask to change the trip around. It's like, does it suck? Like, I would feel bad. I have friends who go on trips that I can't afford. But I wouldn't ask to go on it and then ask to change it.
Right.
Like,
I think in this case, they're both assholes in their own way. I mean, I think it's unreasonable to invite yourself to a trip and then be the problem. Like, say, like, guys, like, I know you have this whole, they literally had an itinerary.
Yeah,
and they're following the itinerary, and she's saying, I can't do that. You're making me feel bad. I can't do that.
Yeah, like, and if that was a concern from the start, when she agreed and said, you can come on this trip, but here's our itinerary. Is this itinerary okay with you? Do you have any problems with this itinerary?
And, like, if you do, like, opt out of those specific things. And, yeah, go to the town center. I'm sure that's very lovely.
Yeah, like, similar to the third wheel thing, man, like, I'd be okay if I was going on a trip with people who were going to go, like, we're going to go to this expensive beach club. And I'm like, I'm going to hang out at the beach house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to vibe here. Or, yeah, I'll walk around the city or something.
Yeah, I will say, like, different when it's a woman in your early 20s in a country. So, like,
totally.
Jessica, in my opinion, was an asshole. But you can't kick someone out of a house in another country.
I agree, OP is an asshole. Because now we don't get any context after she kicks her out, what that looks like, whatever. But, yeah, just making them have zero place to stay in a foreign country, and they're a woman in their young 20s.
That is, you're an asshole no matter money,
what.
Yeah.
You're an asshole no matter what in that situation, unless she's trying to stab someone. because, yeah, you're putting her in immediate danger.
So that's why I also understand why Jessica was, like, bummed that they weren't changing the itinerary in her favor, because she didn't want to go do these things by herself. But, like, she agreed to the itinerary.
What upsets me about
And she also talks shit about them on social media.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's also shitty.
That's a whole what other bag.
What upsets me about this post, though,
is
that the context we need is the part that she summarizes super quickly. Mm. She talks about all this preface, and then she goes, I was sick of it. We had a fight where she called me terrible things. And then she, in parentheses, she goes, I wasn't a perfect angel either, to be frank. And it ended with her being kicked out. I'm like, I need to know what happened. Like, that's...
Mm-hmm.
Your post is about, am I the asshole for kicking her out?
Yeah.
You exclude the part where you kick her out. So I actually don't know what's going on. Is Jessica an asshole? Yes. I do think she's an asshole. But I need to be there to see what this looks like, what kicking her out looks like. Because, a young woman in a foreign country, in a city she doesn't know, out with no place to stay, that's bad.
Not ideal.
The verdict, though, was not the asshole, because I think people are focused mostly on what's going
Jessica's
on.
Jessica's actions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely not the asshole, and it's time to tell the real truth to everyone ganging up on you. She created her own problems and tried to blame you. She can just get herself back home. Someone said, not the asshole. I am so glad that this is a story where people don't put up with obnoxious, selfish bullshit. Kudos to you. It is always best to trust your gut feeling. But after all is said and done, I think you handled this like a champ. Someone else said, what happened to her after you kicked her out? OP said, from what I know, she slept in a hotel close to the airport and left the country earlier today. She left my house in a cab that I paid for. Okay. If they got her a cab, if she got a cab to a hotel near the airport and they knew where she was going, then it's like, all right, then you're kicking her out with the intention of making sure she safely flies back home.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like, all right, then you're fine. I still want to know, like, what that fight
I also, like. There's even more than that that I want to know also, because like, why was all of this put on OP when all of the friends were there seeing this happening?
I think it
was,
it's her parents' beach house.
Yeah, it's her parents' house, but like all of these friends had been planning this together. They were all there in that group chat when Jessica agreed to all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then the fact that the fight was between them two, it like.
I suspect they were all talking shit about her. You know, like, I'm sure they all went to the beach house without her and then saw the social media posts. And I'm sure the whole situation does seem like it was very slanted against this woman.
Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, I think there's a reason why this social media post happened. I don't think it was just the OP. I think it was probably a lot of the group.
Probably. But again, it's like... She literally had everything on paper that she was signing up for. Jessica did.
Yeah.
And they were like, here's how much money we're planning on spending. Like, because I have friends who they do that stuff. Like, they have a Google sheet with each spending of what we're planning at each night, at each place.
Right.
And that's what everyone is prepared to contribute.
No, Jessica's ridiculous. Like, I could fully agree. If you don't want someone on your trip, you got to fucking set that line. Just say no, man. Save yourself all this shit. Because mm-hmm. it sounds like they didn't like her from the get-go.
Did this behavior
just up here out of nowhere? Or was this person annoying before?
That's what I feel like is at play, too.
It's not hard to be like, sorry, we actually booked up all the rooms at the beach house.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it's like, just be like, oh, sorry, like, we've already planned it all out that we can't fit another person into the thing.
Update.
Oh!
Ooh.
Even though I was mainly judge, not the asshole, I felt bad about the way I handled it. Like many of you pointed out, it's my fault for allowing her to come in the first place. This country, and specifically this specific location, is considered safe, but it's not idiot-proof. Something bad could have happened, and I would have blamed myself for it. I decided to be the bigger person and contacted Jessica earlier today after dropping my friends off at the airport. Our talk went really well. She explained that in the beginning, she was looking forward to our plans. She wanted to experience the glitz and glamour of the destination. In her head, she would go to the beach clubs with us. Guys would offer to buy her drinks and ask her out to dinner so she wouldn't have to pay for any of it.
Stop. This girl's DeLulu.
Okay, all right. Let's hear her out. Okay. Free drinks and food, okay?
Unfortunately, reality didn't play out like that, and she started to grow resentful whenever one of us would get male attention.
The final
straw was when I wouldn't let her borrow a wetsuit from me when we went scuba diving. She wouldn't fit on any of our extras, and I didn't want them to stretch or break. She said that it triggered her imposter syndrome and body dysmorphia, so she didn't want to go to hot spots with us as it was affecting her mental health. I told her that while I understand where she's coming from, I hope she realizes that my friends and I are not in the wrong for sticking to our original itinerary and not catering to her insecurities. We didn't bully her once, and slandering us on social media for her own issues was unacceptable and unhinged. She genuinely apologized for her behavior, and she knew she was in the wrong. Mm. I also apologized for kicking her out in the heat of our fight and offered to pay for her hotel and any fees she had to pay in order to anticipate her flight. She thanked me and said that she would request the payment on a money app. Everything was going well until I saw the request for 5,000 euros. What? I texted her asking if this was the right amount. She said yes. I asked for receipts. She didn't have any. I asked for bank statements or any sort of proof. She got angry and went back to being her rude, irrational self. I blocked her everywhere, and I won't talk to her ever again.
Wow.
Why did we have to end with this story? I feel bad now.
That's so funny. It was like everything was good. And then it wasn't good.
Oh, my God.
Some people suck, and it sounds like Jessica sucks. I felt bad for Jessica. All that stuff, I'm like, hey, that's all real.
No, I did. That's okay. I was like, damn, this is sad.
That's sad.
Yeah, okay? It is sad, and it's, like, unfortunate that she made the friends the enemy in that situation for herself. That really sucks, because if OP's telling the truth and they really didn't bully her once, and they were just sticking to their itinerary.
5,000 euros? What the hell?
Did she just think she could just get away with that?
I don't know, man. That's just insane. Look, it was a really expensive hotel.
By the airport.
And like, she apologized, she said, but all those reasons, were reasons that she didn't communicate to the friends at all.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, but if you're going through something and you don't tell anyone, then it's not their responsibility.
And then she took it to social media. She didn't even do an Am I the Asshole
post. Look, the solution that she's come to of just like, I'm going to block this person from my life is the answer.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah.
But they're in their, they're young. People, when they're young, are going through shit. Hopefully, like, in a few years.
But the... But the money thing.
The money thing is so shitty.
That's like, that's a situation where I'd be like, oh, I can never trust you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're like, literally
am I even
just,
a person?
And like being like, can I see receipts? No,
no.
I don't have any. It's like,
no.
All right.
I think the one thing that I have learned in life and also is clear in these is like vacations are big like learning moments or make or break moments in a lot of different relationship capacities.
Yeah.
Like it is the time where you see if you're compatible with your partner. It is the time where you truly see how easygoing or tough your friends are. Like it is the time.
Yeah. It's very true.
It is. Yeah.
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 You guys want to go on a vacation?
Yes.
On a vacation?
Third wheel it?
Yeah, you
yeah.
Got it. Let's
fucking go. I think I'd be a great third wheel. I think I'm a great third wheel.
I think you are.
I actually think you are.
Okay. Let's
yeah.
go.
All right.
Let's go. Where are you guys going next? I'll go.
Let's go to Antarctica.
Okay. I'm going to need $5,000.
Actually, you probably would for that. All right, guys. Thank you for watching. Let us know if you've had any nightmare vacation stories. And let us know what other themes and subreddits you'd want to see on this show. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
I hope you guys have many great vacations.
Don't forget your life jacket.
Don't forget your life jacket. All right. We'll see you later.
Okay. Guys. Okay, everybody. Hags. Have a good summer, guys. Hags.
Have fun in the sun. Get laid in the shade.
Nice.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.